Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This week is National Fall Awareness Prevention Week. No, it's not to prevent the season of autumn. The pumpkin spice arrives in a couple of days. There's nothing you can do to prevent that. No, this is a week to promote awareness of the seriousness of falling and ways to prevent that. Each year, around 37 million older adults fall. That means one out of four adults age 65 or over falls are the leading cause of injuries in older adults. There are over 3 million emergency room visits resulting from falls, and the financial toll for the medical consequences is staggering. Nobody pays any attention to us old people till we start costing them money. Falls can drastically reduce your quality of life, and the fear of falling can also have a negative effect. This begins a spiral where seniors begin to limit social contacts and physical activity, both of which further increase the risk of falling. Not all falls can be prevented, of course, but there are steps people can take to lower the risk of falling and reduce the serious consequences if they do fall. Number one, keep moving. Stay physically active. Activity needs to be age appropriate. It can be going to the gym, of course, but it can also be simply walking, water movement class, or low-impact exercise classes at a senior center. These activities reduce the risk of falls by improving strength, balance, coordination, and flexibility. Tai Chi is proven to prevent falls in seniors. It's available free in many communities like Fortuna and Ferndale. I lead a group on Mondays at 4 at the Ferndale Senior Center. A number of seniors use the group to stay fit or regain their strength and to meet people and have fun. Number two could be talk with a doctor or a healthcare professional about your situation. This is very important if you're recuperating from an injury or an illness. You may need to consider physical therapy first before you go straight to CrossFit. But a healthcare provider can also review your current medications. They'll look for side effects, drug interactions that could make you dizzy. Some medications can also make you tired or affect your thinking. Anything that affects your vision or hearing can increase your risk of falling. So can joint pain, shortness of breath, numbness in your feet or legs. Your healthcare provider may evaluate your muscle strength, balance, and walking style, or gait as well. It's very important to tell your provider about any falls you've experienced. They can't help you with something they don't know about. Number three is removing hazards around the home. And you may need to rearrange where you store stuff like dishes to eliminate the need to climb up on a chair. Number four is lighting up your living space. Number five is considering assistive devices. My 97-year-old mom wears a fall alert necklace, but she tells us she won't use it because of the TV commercial where the older woman says, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up." This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.